Under California law, the sale, distribution, manufacture, and cultivation of cannabis by a state-licensed operator is legal. However, under federal law, these activities remain illegal. Nothing discussed here today is intended to imply otherwise. Enjoy yourself. Can I help you? Brought to you by Mercy Wellness every other Friday on KSRO.
Go by as quickly as a wink.
Enjoy yourself, it's later than you think. You
never go. Good afternoon and welcome to Can I Help You here on KSRO. This is the Cannabis Talk Show brought to you by Mercy Wellness. And you can always reach out to them either on their website at mercywellness.com, but we also have a special email that we've set up, which is canihelpyou@mercywellness.com. canihelpyou@mercywellness.com. If you have any questions, if you have topics you want to hear about on future shows, if you want to have a special bud tender meeting, you can set that up with them as well. You can also just stop by in Cotati because it's a great store and it's really fun to just go in and check it out yourself. Mercywellness.com. Today we are going to talk a little bit about seniors and their health and well-being as it relates to cannabis. We have Jeffrey Westman. He is the CEO and founder of Kasana Care LLC. Thank you so much for being here, Jeffrey.
Thanks for having me.
And we also have Joe Sullivan. Of course, Joe is the leading expert and product manager at Mercy Wellness. Thanks so much for being here, Joe.
Thank you, Michelle.
I think this first section of the show is going to be very interesting, especially for a lot of our listeners. They either are taking care of parents who are dealing with all the issues that come with aging, or they're thinking about their own health as they're growing older. So this topic I think is going to be very interesting for our listeners today. First of all, can you tell us about Kasana Care? When was it founded? When did you come up with this idea?
Yeah, so after spending a couple of years in the cannabis industry, primarily as a business consultant, often referred to as the adult in the room, I came across what looked like an opportunity to me, and that was after going through the experience of seeing my stepdad go through later stages of Alzheimer's and finally pass from that, and how difficult it was for my mom as his caregiver to deal with it. That was sort of still fairly fresh in my mind. A friend approached me who has a residential care facility for the elderly and said, hey, we are, half of our residents are using cannabis in one form or another. And it's not all that easy for us to figure out on so many levels. Can you come in as a consultant and just help us try to understand this better?
Right.
And through that process, I went, wow, there's a business here. I think, I should sit down and think this through. So I probably close to a year ago, I started writing a business plan and thinking about it and doing a lot of research and a lot of outreach and talking to small residential care facilities as well as large corporate, see what, gauge their attitude.
Mm-hmm.
Went out, solicited to a few potential investors, found a really supportive, great angel investor who funded us a little bit back in December, and basically got the wheels on the cart and got the business rolling in January.
Wow. So what do you offer as your mission, as your services?
So where we are right now, our ultimate goal is to have a line of cannabis-infused products branded as Kasana. But as everybody in this room knows, the licensing process has been onerous.
To say the least, yes.
Yeah, we came out of the gate thinking we were going to just be a pure white labeler, build a brand, get out there, market, and educate. And then the BCC did a big right turn on us in February and pretty much closed the door on that. So since then, we've really been focusing on getting out and doing a lot of education, a lot of meetings, actually staff trainings in care facilities. We just did a training for a hospice last week. So we're finding, in the medical world, clinicians, RNs, kind of across the board and other people involved in care are really curious and willing to pay us a little bit to come out and do that while we work our way through the final bits of getting licensed and being able to produce under our own label.
Wow. So what did these workshops or training sessions, what do they look like?
So they're all over the place. Sometimes we'll go in and it's cannabis 101. We'll literally come in with some products, we'll lay them out on a table, and we'll meet with the residents at a care facility and just tell them the very, very basics of cannabis, help them understand, you know, what might be good for aches and pains, what format and medium they might want to be using, a little bit, you know, around strains, but that even starts to get too deep for them. Mm-hmm. And mostly just listening and addressing their concerns. They have a lot of questions and a lot of worries. Mm-hmm. The next level is actually working with clinicians and doctors and people in the medical world who really do want to participate but don't know about potential adverse drug interactions. We're not physicians. We don't pretend to know that. We bring them the information we can find and anecdotal information, and again, help them understand, you know, if they're administering, and also a bit on the legal side.
Right. I have to imagine that that's something that they're very concerned with, too, that they want to make sure that that they're not crossing any lines.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. We were at a conference in Monterey for residential care facilities, assisted living facilities all over the state, and there was one panel that we were part of, and all the questions were around legality. There was really nothing about caregiving. It was just, you know, how much can you have? Who can store it? How do you store it? So really a lot around that.
Yeah, yeah. And you want to make sure that you're above board with all of that.
Exactly.
So you've decided to focus on seniors, and you've talked a little bit about that. But what are the applications for cannabis when it comes to seniors? What kinds of things can it be effective
for? Well, so in general, we've stopped referring to them as seniors and call them older adults.
Okay.
Approaching that stage in life myself, I kind of prefer an older adult
than
a senior. But yeah, it's just sort of there's kind of this etiquette that, you know, we've discovered that people just don't like to be called seniors anymore. But we've really kept a very strong focus on dementia and memory care, mm-hmm. and the symptoms that come with Alzheimer's and the progression of Alzheimer's. While everything that we're putting out there and explaining to people has many, many other really positive effects around pain management, sleep, you know, there's lots and lots of things that we touch on. But our focus has been initially trying to help people understand how to treat the symptoms of dementia, which often are, you know, anxiety, agitation, insomnia, diet, and, you know, how cannabis can help them. As if somebody has Alzheimer's, they're not coming back. But we can at least try to help make their quality of life as high as possible and, pardon the pun, you know, just give them the comfort. So, you know, who wants to be 80 years old after living a, you know, a robust and meaningful life that you're just scared to death of everything around you because you don't really get it? So, but by the same token, we're really trying to help the caregivers. You know, there's way, way more people with dementia and Alzheimer's living at home and being taken care of by a spouse or a, you know, another family member and friends coming in and out than there are in care facilities. So we really feel like, you know, the caregivers need this help too. They need that. I saw it with my mom dealing with my stepdad. You know, she needed him to go to sleep at night so she could get some sleep,
right,
to be able to be her best the following day. So we're really kind of approaching it as a, like this holistic caregiving philosophy that, you know, everybody needs some relief and everybody needs a higher quality of life.
Right.
And what's a really difficult situation.
It is a really difficult situation. My grandmother on my father's side had dementia in the end of her life, and it was really tough. And as you said, that agitation, that, you know, not recognizing people and then feeling really upset because you don't recognize who's around you and not being comfortable in your situation or doing crazy things like, doing... things that you should not be doing, like putting a Tupperware on the, you know, the hot stove,
exactly,
because you don't remember that that's not something you're supposed to do. So that potential danger of hurting yourself, hurting people around you, all of those things, that they just make things really difficult. And if you can find something to make someone feel calmer, feel not anxious in their surroundings, that's got to be beneficial.
Oh,
and,
yeah,
and especially
absolutely.
Taking... maybe the place of something that can be more harmful, like some of the pharmaceuticals that
absolutely,
are prescribed.
Absolutely, yeah. The antipsychotics that they give them are just really powerful.
Yeah.
Well, I, you know, actually on that, just that theme, I was in Denmark sort of looking at what's going on over there. We have some connections where one of my kids lives in Copenhagen. But I went to the one and only pharmacy that was dispensing cannabis products in Glostrup. And I went and talked to the pharmacist, and I said, just kind of inadvertently, like, yeah, this is really awesome that it's legal and everybody, you know, the government pays for it and it takes away people's aches and pains. And she stopped and she said, you know, it doesn't really take away their aches and pains. It just gives them a higher quality of life with their aches and pains. And I thought it was a really good way to look at it.
Right.
Because I think it's not, you know, and that's what we're doing with the dementia. We're not taking away the dementia. We're not doing anything but offering them a little higher quality of life than they would otherwise have.
Right, right. So how do people reach out to you and get these services?
Right now, we're mostly, we've been doing a fair bit of like direct mail campaigns and just trying to get out to caregivers. Mm-hmm. So, you know, people come to us mainly through the website, and then we, you know, talk to them and try to figure out what we can do for them now as far as education and information and help guide them and even help them, you know, with some product choices around things that may work for them that we don't have, obviously, since we're not licensed yet, and may not necessarily have in the future either. Mm-hmm. So, you know, right now we're trying to learn as much as we can. So we're really welcoming anybody to track us down through the website, call my cell phone, whatever. You know, we want to talk, we want to meet, we want to do everything we can to help.
Yeah.
And we also want to, you know, use that information that we glean to make the best product possible in the future.
Yeah. And also the education side, you're working with bud tenders too to
yeah.
give them more information, because seniors elderly adults,
yeah.
older adults are really, in terms of the use of cannabis, it's a huge growing market.
Monstrous. I
yeah.
mean, it's like, you know, baby boomers are, you know, there's just more and more of them kind of coming into that market
mm-hmm.
and becoming more and more comfortable with the idea of cannabis.
Right.
And I literally have not met a dispensary yet anywhere in the state who didn't say, yeah, we want to be senior friendly. We want to really cater to seniors. Yet there's not really much for them to do other than, you know, train their staff to be more.
Sure.
You know, I mean, what we're going in and trying to help people behind the counter understand the needs older people might have.
As and the right questions to ask.
Exactly.
And, right, yeah.
and, you know, other, you know, maybe, and giving them, you know, the knowledge to say, hey, you know, if you're taking this drug or that drug, you might want to just double check with your doctor or whatever. But, you know, being very transparent.
Okay. Well.
But there's also a certain amount of etiquette that we're also trying to bring to the table. That,
right,
you know,
yeah.
older people just expect to be greeted in a different way often. And if you want to be successful, you know, it's a nuanced thing. So, you know, we're also kind of looking at that and trying to help. Because one of the main complaints I've heard from older people who've been to a dispensary is they leave more confused than when they walked in because they didn't understand half the words that were
coming out.
Or if they were even being spoken to, you know, like I've heard so many times, like, yeah, the guy kept looking at the screen and I wasn't sure if he was asking me or asking,
oh,
you know.
Okay.
So things like eye contact make a big difference.
Wow, that's really interesting. Well, there's so much more to learn, and I'll just put your website out there, kasanacare.com, and that's KASANA. KasanaCare.com. Jeffrey, it's been really fun to talk to you.
Well, thank you for having me.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Jeffrey Westman, he is the CEO and founder of KasanaCare LLC. You're listening to Mercy Wellness's Can I Help You? We'll be right back.
Under California law, the sale, distribution, manufacture, and cultivation of cannabis by a state-licensed operator is legal. However, under federal law, these activities remain illegal. Nothing discussed here today is intended to imply otherwise. The discussion today is not to be construed as medical advice. Any discussion today of the potential medical uses and benefits of cannabis or CBD are intended to encourage the listener to discuss those uses with the individual's medical professional.
Cannabis is legal in California and has become the most rigorously tested agricultural product on the planet. Can I Help You? A cannabis talk show is brought to you by Mercy Wellness, a leading local cannabis retailer. Joe Sullivan is the leading cannabis expert at Mercy Wellness.
It's taken me years to learn how to find the best products for Mercy customers. I'm dedicated to them and getting only the best I can find. Many of the products I like and that I buy for Mercy customers are created by people who had a powerful need themselves. Maybe a family member or friend had cancer or another illness, and they were compelled to help them, so they develop a product to help. I constantly ask, what do our customers want? And then I go and find the best products on the market.
Tune in to Mercy's Can I Help You? Every other Friday from noon to 12:30 on KSRO. and hear stories from the cannabis frontier.
Enjoy yourself while you're still in the country. Years go by as quickly as a wink. Enjoy yourself, enjoy yourself.
Win a Toyota Tacoma, cash, and more this month at Grayton. Play to enter the Tacomas in Cash giveaway on June 28th. Plus, Multiplier Wednesdays, get up to 7 times the points. Thursdays, turn points into slot play. And win up to 10,000 cash in the wild winning slot tournaments. Sign up for Grayton Rewards and get up to $500 in free play. Learn more at GraytonResortCasino.com. Complete rules available at the Rewards Center.
So here's a question. What do ZipRecruiter, Indeed, and Glassdoor have in common?
Tell us, Kevin. What do they have in common?
Glad you asked, Mr. Big Voice Guy. Answer is, they use radio advertising to find new customers. Next question. Why do these recruitment websites use radio?
Okay, I give up. Why do ZipRecruiter, Indeed, and Glassdoor use radio?
It's because radio gets results. Let Amaturo Sonoma Media Group help you meet your hiring goals, and you will receive a digital recruitment bonus. Email me, Kevin, at mysonomamedia.com.
Pengrove hears FM News Talk KSRO on Crystal Clear FM at 94.5.
Under California law, the sale, distribution, manufacture, and cultivation of cannabis by a state-licensed operator is legal. However, under federal law, these activities remain illegal. Nothing discussed here today is intended to imply otherwise. Can I help you? Brought to you by Mercy Wellness every other Friday on KSRO.
Go by as quickly as a wink. Enjoy yourself, it's later than you think.
And welcome back to Can I Help You? This is the Cannabis Talk Show here on KSRO, and I am Michelle Marquis. In studio with me is Joe Sullivan. Joe is the leading expert and product manager at Mercy Wellness. Hey, Joe.
Hello.
And you have a guest, Nick Otani. Tell us about Nick. Where are you from?
I am actually born and raised here in Sonoma County.
Nice, yes. Nice. And which product line are you with?
I am with Revelation Extracts.
Yeah, Nick has been working with Mercy Wellness a little over 3 years now, providing medicine to the patients at mm-hmm. that time and now to adult users as well.
That's great.
Good to have you here, bud.
Thank you.
Great
to be here.
Yeah, what can we tell the people about Revelation Extracts?
So Revelation Extracts, we're a small craft local extraction company that we're located here in Sonoma County. Like you said, I founded it about 2015 to provide quality cannabis concentrates to the medicinal market. And myself, as well as all of our other employees, are local residents.
Got it. And I've got to watch you grow through the last couple of years. What is it that you guys are producing now for everyone?
Now we're producing rosin, which is a solventless cannabis extract. And for those not familiar with solventless, it means no butane or no other harsh chemicals were ever used in the process. And not at all. It's a mechanical process that involves heat, pressure, filtration, and of course cannabis. And we use cannabis flower produced in-house as well as from other local Sonoma County farmers.
Yeah, if you could think like heat, the heat is actually pushing out the
trichomes.
It
liquefies
out of the plant itself. So for those of that were maybe older adults, would remember actually taking hash hits where they would like heat up their butter knives and they would take like hash hits with it. It's kind of like the same thing. They get a perfect temperature and they're able to squish, I guess you'd say, you know, squeeze it out of there.
Squeeze it out of there.
Yeah, I mean, just in the most basic terms, it's basically some sort of contraption that both squishes the flower and heats it at the same time to get the product out?
Yeah, so heat, pressure, and then various filter sizes
go
into the process.
Nice, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, and then as far as, like, the extracts, obviously there's a bunch of companies coming out. It seems like there's a new product every day. What's different about Revelation?
So we're different for a number of reasons. Again, just want to be high caliber, great taste, quality inputs in our products. And then also we use sustainability practices at our warehouse. We do use 100% renewable energy, very low water usage for our in-house grow. We use about 60 to 70 gallons per month. And we're going to be installing water collection to get that down to a net zero very soon here.
That's awesome.
We recycle all our soil that's used to grow our flower that goes into the product. And then we compost all of our cannabis waste as well as any other compostable materials, recyclable materials, stuff like that. Just try to be really as green as possible.
So we hear a lot about single source, as far as, like, you know, almost like a farm to table type aspect. You guys are growing your own flower for the extracts you're creating, is that correct?
We are growing our own flower for extracts, and then we're not quite single source because we are going to be sourcing from other local farmers, but making sure they believe in the same processes we believe in as far as, like, sustainability, organic growing methods, and stuff like
and
that.
And you guys are primarily focusing on the Sonoma County Mendocino farmers?
Yep. Yeah. There's plenty local farmers around here to keep us supplied for a lifetime, so I don't see why going out of the area would be an idea.
Right. And then as far as products are concerned, I know the rosin, we have that at the store. Is there anything new in the works for Revelation at the moment?
Well, we're going to be continuing more solventless products like the rosin vape cartridges so some of the vape cartridges now on the market, they go through a process that involves extraction, sometimes using volatile or CO2. And then from there, it gets winterized with ethanol, basically. And our products have none of that ever in the whole process. And we're going to be coming out with the vape cartridges for that. And then also THC diamonds and sauce. And so what that is crystals of THCA, which is the purest form of it, and then you get those to, it's called precipitate out of the solution, and you can have those on their own or mix it with the sauce, which is rich in terpenes and flavonoids and stuff like that of the plant.
And so the sauce, which we've talked about before, is that terpene layer that comes kind of as you can imagine, the cream rising to the top, so to speak, as the diamonds are purging out and building, that sauce rises to the top of the jar. And you could just kind of skim it right off of there. Wow. And as we know, a lot of the psychoactive effects associated with the flower, with the plant, come from the terpenes and how your body interacts with those. And so it's quite a euphoric experience, that's for sure.
And I think for terpenes, to give someone sort of an idea about it, is to think about it sort of an aromatherapy kind of a way. That, you know, like if you smell something like peppermint, it might be calming to your stomach because, you know, that this sort of makes, that's why it's in so many different medications.
They've been doing
for
it in tea,
or whatever, like
they've had it in tea, they've had it, you know, in essential oils. It's the same principle for sure.
Same chemical structure in a lot of them as well. So like, cannabis, for instance, has pinene in it, and if you go into a pine forest, you're going to smell the same pinene. Sure. Actually, that's the name of the terpene.
Huh. Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I'm excited for the new testing that's going to be coming out. A lot of people are focusing on the terpene testing now, and so more education. And so we're looking forward to that. Speaking of education, I want to ask: do you have any upcoming events for Revelation?
We do. We'll be at Mercy Wellness next Friday the 28th from 3 to 7. We're going to be doing their promotion there, as well as there to answer questions about our product, and come by and check us out.
Yeah, definitely. If you guys have a chance and you guys are curious about the products, it's the best opportunity to come and actually get to talk to the producer of the actual product. There'll be items on hand to look at, and there'll be educational materials as well. So,
can I ask a question about rosin? What do you do with rosin?
It's a great question.
How do you use it?
You want to take that one?
Yeah, generally I vape it at low temperatures. So. Okay. I don't know if you've ever had, like, the pens, the distillate pens kind of thing.
Yes, I have tried
similar
a vapor
temperatures
pen.
To that, maybe a little bit higher. Okay. But that's pretty much, except for you need to put it into a specific device, not the distillate.
And then,
And
by vaping, I dab it. Yeah, we dab. I take the dab. So same thing, heat up the element, and then you would hit it traditionally, like almost like you would do like a bong. Same type of thing through the water. And it's for those of the people that are in pain or are have a high tolerance like myself, it actually helps a lot. You can actually have to smoke less and get more out of it, actually. So
because it's a pure product to start
For sure.
It is. Wow. It's pure, but it still has some of the other stuff that lacks in some of the other types of extracts.
It's that full spectrum whole thing. That you're getting all the other cannabinoids. And the one thing that's exciting, too, is with the testing and with there's not all the cannabinoids have been discovered yet. And so there's, who knows what's out there for us that, you know, doctors could possibly tap into, or people that are in my profession or just on the ground level in the store that can offer aid to people. I'm looking forward to it. So and Revelation's been huge in that. So we're looking forward.
How do you decide which strains you're going to use for your products?
Well, our in-house strains are generally all unique, high quality stuff. And so we use those, and then we've tested them. But if we're going to go to, say, like a new strain that we haven't done before, I'll run a test batch on it, and I'll keep track of every press I do, and I get kind of scientific with it so that I kind of adjust for yield and quality, because I sacrifice some of the yield to get a better product, basically, with the low micron filters and very short presses than generally would be done typically for rosin.
Interesting. And so that it's maybe like not burning the product as much if you're using less pressure, less heat.
Yes. Okay. Not, it's definitely makes for a better product for sure.
So interesting.
And where in Sonoma County are you guys located?
We are located in West Sonoma County.
That's fantastic. Yep. West Side.
Nice.
Awesome.
So definitely. And what is the date that you're going to be at Mercy Wellness again?
That is next Friday, the 28th, from 3 to 7. We'll be there in person.
And that's till closing time. So if you guys get in there, you know, it was once you're in there, we're going to take care of you. So if you get there late, don't worry about it. We'll be answering questions, having a good time. So.
Okay, great. Yep. You can learn a lot more about this product by heading to Mercy Wellness again next Friday. And thank you so much for coming in. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks, Michelle.
Nick Otani, the CEO of Revelation Extracts. And that's going to wrap up our show for today. Thank you so much for listening. This is Can I Help You? Brought to you by Mercy Wellness on KSRO.
Distribution, awesome. Manufacture, and cultivation of cannabis by a state-licensed operator is legal. However, under federal law, these activities remain illegal. Nothing discussed here today is intended to imply otherwise. The discussion today is not to be construed as medical advice. Any discussion today of the potential medical uses and benefits of cannabis or CBD are intended to encourage the listener to discuss those uses with the individual's medical professional.